Blog Talk Radio.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I'm just bracing, I take in the face of adversity. Facing this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb, my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove. I'm a fighter, it's not an option to lose.
My Thursday, tomorrow's my Friday, and woohoo, it's a great time to be alive. Anyway, I don't really have any guests, and if people want to call in, 877-907-7217, and I want to remind you, please do not call in and talk about sexual orientation or politics. You will be automatically disconnected because my show is trying to bring inspiration and, you know, not trying to be like a Howard Stern type of show, just to have fun and try to inspire people. And I got a couple things to talk about. I had my first experience with something last night. Didn't expect it because, you know, up here in Maine, you know, coming from Boston, we actually had an earthquake. And honest to goodness, it scared the crap out of me because I didn't know what was going on. And I was actually got out of work. I went to CVS, and I was inside the store. I was in an aisle by myself. All of a sudden, the store started shaking, and stuff started shaking all around. I'm like, what the heck is this? Next thing you know, I hear this very loud sound, and it sounded just like an airplane crashing. So the store's shaking all over the place. Sounds like an airplane's crashing. I'm going, are you serious? So thinking like, okay, what's going on here? I'm thinking maybe there's going to be a airplane crashing into CVS. And it would figure, I tried to pull out my cell phone. My cell phone didn't work. It died. I don't know what happened. I was like, oh, I could, like, videotape this. Meanwhile, I'm ready to crap my pants right there in the store. So my cell phone didn't work, but when I got home and I turned on the computer, my internet worked, and I was asking people, you know, can I, you know, what the heck is going on? Go to find out, one of my bros and one of my brothers out there in California actually posted, you've got a earthquake in Boston, but it originated here in Maine, and it was a 4.6 or something. And I didn't know what to expect, and I'm trying to call my brother down the street, a horror, and I'm like, I can't get through, and I'm like, what the heck is going on? So I found out we had an earthquake from people that were in California. I know, can you believe that? I'm like, that's kind of crazy, and I didn't know what to expect. I mean, my first experience, it was kind of a little scary, and I was still a little shaken. And the thing is, like, not even realizing if it was really an earthquake. The thing is, my kitty, Jackie Chan Kitty, I came home, I picked her up, and it was really, she was more spastic than usual. She climbed up my shoulders, and she was hanging on, climbing down my back, hanging on my back. I'm like, what is going on with this cat? But go to, you know, I mean, people that have animals, they tend to, you know, the animals tend to know about earthquakes and such. So I guess she was pretty scared and such. And I was like, oh, my poor little baby kitty. But, you know, it's kind of just one of those things. Now I know what to expect in an earthquake. I hope I don't ever have to experience it ever again. I mean, it was, you know, everything was fine and such. And, you know, I just didn't understand what was going on. So, you know, I guess I can write that off one of my bucket lists. Kind of things, well, maybe not my bucket list kind of things, just to experience, kind of a little scary, but, you know, survived it, nothing bad happened, so thank God that's all it was, because when you hear about earthquakes, you hear devastation throughout the world. I mean, California, they have them all the time, but, you know, you're here in Maine, what do you think? You know, I mean, you're not going to really be thinking that you'll ever have an earthquake up here in Maine, but it did happen, and it was really kind of, really kind of weird, but to let you know, Halloween is coming up, and I'm very excited because up here we do have a street that's, you know, well, it's actually a couple of streets up in Maine, up in here, that they actually, you know, shut down. And at my brother's house, Horace's house at Unicorn Cove, they pass out lots of candy. Now, this year, I do not wait until the last minute to get a costume. I'm very, very excited. And the thing is, with Halloween, you know what time of the year it is. It's time to be in those slutty costumes, right? Wrong. Now, not for nothing, people. I want to take back the spirit of Halloween because it's for kids. It's to give out candy. I mean, it's more to it. I mean, it's more to it of the story of Halloween. But if you really think about it, I think it's where girls think it's like, let's trick out on horror Halloween costumes. Not meaning that the girls are dressed in it are horish or anything. It's just the fact as even ninja costumes and stuff, it's got their hoo-has and their butts hanging out. I mean, if you really think about it. Now, passing out candy, I don't want my bum to be hanging all out, you know, in a little tiny costume. Because even looking at Ninja Turtle costumes for women, they have, like, these short, tiny skirts. I mean, it's like hook on patrol here in these costumes. You know, going down the street, what am I going to swing from a pole in these things, in these costumes? I mean, really? So I was looking online, and I decided I want to be Scorpion from Mortal Kombat. It's one of those licensed costumes, and yes, it didn't cost that much. I'm like, I'm so excited waiting for my costume to come. I'm very, very, very excited because I cannot wait. And actually, in work, we're having a Halloween party, and I'm going to come in as Scorpion. Get over here! And people are like, oh, Shelly, you got to get a chain to throw it around. I was like, maybe I should go to the hardware store and pick up a chain. I don't know if I should really throw it around because I'd probably kill myself more with it than if I was trying to hit someone else with it. I don't know. A chain, let's see how good I could do with that. I mean, I've got a bow staff, and I got nunchucks. Well, I got even practice nunchucks. Maybe I should just have those. I mean, it's not really part of the costume, but it's really cool. I cannot wait. I cannot wait for Halloween up here. And, you know, it's just, I'm just very excited. I feel like a little kid. I'm dressing up, and I think we might be trying to learn that Gundam style dance, just, you know, Gundam style, oopa, Gundam style, and just dance, you know, to the song up here and stuff. But it's really kind of amazing because at my brother's house, so many kids just, like, love my brother horror. And if you want to call him Z, it's fine. And they just love it. They just absolutely love coming to his house. So many kids keep coming up and getting the candy. And it's just really an amazing thing to see all these kids in costumes. And this year, I'm so excited. Usually, I'm kind of like either like the crow or something like that because it's an easy costume to make. But now I'm just so excited because I have a licensed costume and I'm going to be Scorpion, Mortal Kombat. I'm so excited for Halloween. I can't wait. Anyway, you know, I've been very busy working. And I know I got to get to working out more. And such, And I got my little co-host, Jackie Chin Kitty, right here, little Fribble. I don't think anybody else in the world has on a, with a radio station a little co-host that actually is a little Fribble. She's actually behaving. And I just felt so bad, like I said, you know, after the earthquake, and she's all fine and stuff. She's just like her mama here. And I can't believe I'm talking on an internet radio show across the world about this little Fribble. Go ahead and laugh, but... You know, when you like animals, whatever animals come into your life, you know, you do feel like they're part of your family, and you just love them. And mine's a little furball. She's a little calico money cat. I don't know how much money she can actually bring in, but they call her a money cat. And I'm like, where's the money, baby? But anyway, you know, I just want to, I mean, anybody that's listening to my show that has dreams, and let me see, I know there's times out there that are tough, and you feel down. And sometimes we have in our lives haters or people that, you know, tell you you can't do something. And who are these people? And I know I mentioned this quite a few times. And if you have a dream, you know, you can do it. Who says you can't do your dream? Whatever it may be, if you want to act and stuff. I mean, there's so many things you would unbelievable in acting. I mean, there's commercials. There's so many different things. There's plays. There's, especially on the East Coast. Now, there's so – it's unbelievable the acting advantages you could have to try out an audition, casting calls, auditions, whatever you want to call them. You have a good enough chance as anybody else. I mean, granted, they look for certain looks and stuff for certain roles, but anybody can go and audition. It's not really that hard. Because if you're going to think about acting, it's practically based upon emotion. If you're doing films, of course, you're going to take directions in front of the camera. But the thing is, if you have a dream, don't listen to the haters. Because more than likely, those people that are telling you that you can't do something, you know, it's probably because they can't do it and they don't want you to do it because their dreams they've given up on. Don't you give up on your dreams, no matter how old you are. And as anybody knows, anybody that knows me, they associate my name, my actor's name, Shelly Nunchucks, with Jackie Chan or Jackie Chan with Shelly Nunchucks. And yes, it's crazy, but it's to think that I'm able to do that and put thoughts in people's head. Every time someone thinks of Jackie Chan, they think of Shelly Nunchucks. And when they think of me, they think of Jackie Chan. If they watch a Jackie Chan movie, they think of me because everyone knows that I want to work with Jackie Chan. And I know I have a good enough chance as anybody else, maybe even better because I have it in my heart. And it's something I think of every single day. Now, you know, Jackie, I mean, he's a great martial artist. A great filmmaker, a great actor. I don't care what anybody says because people are like, oh, he's not the greatest actor in the world. Well, you know something? If you go to Jackie Chan's Facebook page, if you look at it, there's over now 28 million people that like Jackie Chan's Facebook page. Now, if that doesn't tell you something, okay, I don't care what critics or anybody says. You can say anything what you want to me, no matter what you're going to say, even if I don't say anything back to you. In my mind, I think Jackie Chan is a great actor. I don't care what anybody says because people sometimes, they're closed-minded. I don't know, is it because he's Chinese or Asian or it's just not the type of films here in America? I love Jackie Chan's film. And to let you know, he's not an in thing. He's not a fad thing. Jackie Chan is Jackie Chan. And if you really think about it, over those 28 million people, that like Jackie Chan's Facebook page, you could have a whole planet of people just association with Jackie Chan. That has got to be an amazing thing. If you really, really think about it, Jackie Chan actually brings people together. It's a Jackie Chan phenomenon. And maybe you don't like Jackie Chan movies. How could you not like Jackie Chan? It would, like, stump me to think that how can you not like Jackie Chan? I mean, with what he does and he gives back, this guy, I mean, when does he sleep? Maybe there's Jackie, maybe they clone Jackie Chan because it's like, how can he be on one end of the earth to another end? But maybe because they actually gave him this jet plane, this commercial airline, and Jackie has this awesome symbol thing on it. If you ever see, you can actually, you know, Google it and stuff. And I think on his Facebook page, he actually has the jet on there. And I was like, man, I wish I could fly in the plane with Jackie Chan. I mean, there's dreams that I have, and I hope someday I really do work with him. It isn't the fact of me ever wanting to become the greatest martial artist in the world or anything. I know a little bit about martial arts. I trained in it about for a couple years in capoeira and a year in tai chi, and having the passion of not wanting to give up. Because I don't know how many years, it's like 7, 8 years now, every single day, I've not given up my dream. And maybe it's actually in reality, maybe it's been longer, but not recognizing it, because if I've been watching Jackie Chan since I was a little kid, you know, and I'm 42 now, I just turned 42 October 7th, and I still have the dream of working with Jackie, how much more passionate and devoted could you be to a dream? I mean, this has been going on for decades. It's just that in the last 8 years, I've brought it up saying I want to work with Jackie Chan. If you look at his films, some people that are in Jackie's films, they're not even martial artists, they're actors, and sometimes we don't know actually all the actors that are in Jackie's films. They just get picked for the film. Now, maybe Jackie does have, you know, options to pick who wants to be in this film, but more than likely they have casting people. And seriously, I mean, I really do have experience doing dinner theater. I've worked in Joey and Maria's Italian Comedy Wedding, a big-haired bridesmaid, and I did that for a little while. And then I did the Clatting, and I did that for a couple years, and I was another big-haired bridesmaid. But to do the live show and the comedy, the improv, making people laugh, I know that's important in the Jackie Chan film, and I can make people laugh. Now, I've done a little bit of stand-up, done open mic night. I mean, things that I do, even in the few films I've been, make people laugh. And I think that's a great combination with what I can do in a film, and the expressions on my face would count, because it's just, I just have these expressions. I just don't know how I can do them. I just can do them. And I think that's one of the biggest things is you make people laugh in a Jackie Chan film. I think that's really important because if we really think about it, it's comedic action. And I have a little bit of, you know, action experience. It's not a lot, but I think I do have what it takes to give even one scene in a Jackie Chan film. And it's something that I'm not going to let go of because it's in my heart. No one can take away my dream. No one in this world, no matter what they say to me, if people try to say things, I'll be just like, yeah, okay, whatever, and just walk away. And guess what? My dream is inside of me. It's not something someone can steal from me. No one can ever take it. They can't pull it out of it. It's part of me. It's part etched into my soul because that's what a dream is. Now, what happens to people is they figure because you grow up, you have a family, got to pay bills, and, you know, it's totally understandable. There's things that might get in the way. Thing is, you got to at least try. That's the thing. You got to keep having it inside because I think what people, as they get older, they're going to look back and regret it. Now, I'm not regretting it because I'm still working on my dream. You know, it's nothing to be embarrassed about or anything like that because to work with Jackie, it's not a bad thing. And I don't need to prove it to anyone. I don't need to prove it to haters, anybody that's ever said anything bad about me. I don't need to prove it to any family or friends. It's something I want to do for myself. And I think what I'm doing is actually inspiring people to hold on to their dreams. Because I know on my Facebook page, I see people when they post in their statuses and they're sad and stuff. I see these things. I might not always comment on it. And it's like when you have a couple of thousand people on your Facebook page, I hide my friends list and everything like that. But, you know, when I see things and people write in their statuses and I see the sadness. And the thing that I know that I have to do is just to keep posting. And I do post those positive quotes to help maybe if someone sees it, maybe that's all they need to change their day around. Now, my day, nothing big happened to it. I went to work. I actually had an awesome day, and I'm happy. I'm just happy to be happy. That's all I really want. And I can't tell you the secret of it. It's just to be happy. It's not any materialistic thing. It's not any man. I mean, it's just, you know, I like these days of being happy just for being happy. You know, maybe because I had an extra little bit of sugar today, but, you know, I mean, you know, when you're at work, people sometimes bring things in. We've had, I can't even tell you, maybe it was the sugar because someone made apple pie, peanut butter cups, and people know I like sugar. They're like, Shelly, you have some. So it's just something, I'm just a sugar girl. I know. But, you know, I don't think it's bad to have a little bit of dessert every day. Don't eat a whole cake. Maybe have a small piece of cake. But I think that's the reason why people fall off diets is because they tend to want to cut off sugar, and that's how they fall off diets. Now, you know, maybe I've been slacking off on having my own type of diet lately, but, you know, I just, no one can tell me what to do. You know, it has to be myself to motivate myself. Now, yeah, Rocky films and Jackie Chan films can motivate me, and you can have teachers and stuff to tell you what to do. But it's really you as a person, even as myself, I have to motivate myself. No one can force you to do anything. You have to be motivated yourself, whatever it is. If you, like myself, put on a Jackie Chan film, whatever it may be, you know, maybe it's going to be a music video. Maybe it's going to be someone, a person walking down the street or something. Maybe your family members, maybe your friend, something on Facebook. One of those happy quotes that you post on Facebook is going to make you happy. Maybe, you know, that will motivate you. But turn on a Rocky film and go, yo, Adrian, I did it. And, you know, it's something where you'll be happy to have something in your life, something little. I mean, maybe it's the Jackie Chan films that kept me going. And, you know, Jackie, if you were listening to this, just thank you so much. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. If anybody wants to call in, toll-free number, 877-907-7217, 877-907-7217. I don't know how long I'm going to do the show because I am tired, and sometimes, you know, I can go on and on and on and on and on. I can talk just here, but it's almost like doing stand-up, and you just got to keep going on and on and try to be as entertaining as possible, and I'm just going blah, 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 because anything that pops into my head, it's just going to shoot out of my mouth. And, you know, something where I talk all day long, about 9 to 10 hours a day, and then when I come home, I got to talk some more on a radio show, not complaining or anything, but, you know, you ever sit there and just try to talk and talk and talk and talk on a radio show? It's like having a conversation with myself. You only have to worry if I start arguing with myself, and then we're going to come into problems now. But, you know, I'm very excited once again about Halloween. I can't wait to get my costume. I'm going to be Scorpion for Mortal Kombat. This is going to be really cool because I'm taking back the spirit of Halloween, and I'm going to dress in a costume that is a full costume, not having my bum bum or my boobs or anything hanging out. I'm going to have a real ninja costume. Scorpion. Yes, I'm loving every single minute of it. And, okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring up the Falcare site, film that I'm part of. But first, I am going to play a song by Jorge Zacora de Luisa and his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari. And they sang this song. And guess what? This song is in our film, Falcare, about four women, and I'm one of the leads. And we all know, in films, a song sets the mood. Now, it's kind of like an action, sci-fi, I don't know if it's really horror, but that's the type of film it is. When you hear a battle song, you're going to feel what type of feeling, mood it's going to set. So here we go. This is a battle song, and you'll actually feel, get a feeling for the type of film from Falcare. So this is one of the songs from Falcare.
Rush to my aid.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Shelly Nunchucks is back. Anyway, this is the first night. I don't know how well this is going. I opened up the chat. So I don't know how well this is going to go. I'm accepting phone calls. I'm a little nervous here. Learning as I go. You can call in a guest on the show. There's two numbers. It's 347-989-1473. This is, once again, the first number to call in, 347-989-1473. And the other one is 877-907-7217. 877-907-7217. And I just popped up the chat. Let's see how well this is going to go tonight. If anybody calls in a chat, feel free. But remember, once again, I will not talk about sexual orientation or politics on my show. Isn't the political debate on? Yeah. Good timing. I think it was at last night. I don't know. I don't get TV. If I want to watch crap, I want to be the one to select the crap I want to watch. Let's see. Now, I'm going to the site of Healthcare, and it's on Facebook, and I want to read about the fundraiser that we are doing. So just, okay. I'm just pulling up Healthcare again on Facebook, and I want to read where you can become part of Healthcare somewhat here. And I want to find the just pulling this up once again. I'm trying to multitask, do a couple things all at once, and I'm trying to find the fundraiser. Okay, here we go. You go to Healthcare. It's spelled F as in Frank, A-L-C-Y-Y-R. We need to raise $35,000 to complete Healthcare. We need different camera equipment and better screening equipment. We've gone as far as we can go without your help. Those of you that know Ahura know that he has the ability to take a little and stretch it to its limit, and he has. But now he needs your help. We are asking for funds so that we can do a beautiful film to present to you. If even 100 of you gave $150, that would help us considerably. If there are companies out there that will be willing to sponsor our project, we will find a way to feature you, your product, or your name in Healthcare. We will do it in an artistic way, so that it fits within the grand scheme of the movie. We are doing the best that we can with no money, but we have hit a wall. We do not need millions, although we would graciously accept it. But to fulfill the vision of Healthcare, we need a little. All of you that give will receive gifts and maybe even a walk-on role in this movie. We thank you in advance for your consideration and hope that you will be generous. Now, you can go to the fundraiser site. It's fundraiser.com. And they'll say Healthcare Fundraiser, F as in Frank, A-L-C-Y-Y-R. So that is for Healthcare, part of a film where I'm part of, and I play a lead. And I'm very, very excited because I think I've mentioned it before. Once again, you know, besides wanting to work with Jackie Chan as a little girl, I used to watch the Wonder Woman show. Yes, you're going to guess my age. Once again, I'm 42 years old. But, you know, looking at Wonder Woman, going, wanting to play Wonder Woman. Carrie, I'm so many years later, what, like 30 years later, I'm in a film where I'm playing a type of Wonder Woman. How awesome is that? And I can't wait. I'm so excited. We have so much to do. And you can even see, you know, go there yourself about Healthcare. You can read about Ahura. You can, A-H-U-R-A-Z, Deliza. And you can go to his Facebook, friend him. You can find all about him, read about him. You can write to him, ask him questions, you know, if you want in private, if you're shy and you don't want anybody else to know your questions, I know you can send an email. You can call Unicorn Call. It's in Westbrook, Maine. You can call his classes. You can take there. And, you know, I just believe everything is just lining up in my path. Now, you know, we see these Disney films, okay, and they show about these fairy tales about princesses and prince and all these fairy tales with this happy ever ending. Now, everybody deserves a fairy tale, and I know mine is starting to come true, and I'm very happy about that because I think what I did through my life, I really kissed a couple of toads. You do learn from your biggest mistakes, and, oh, I've had a long time ago had the biggest mistake of my life, but I've learned not to be with stupid anymore. You know how they have those shirts? I actually put it on my Facebook page, a T-shirt says not with stupid anymore, because they used to have those shirts a long time ago, and it says I'm with stupid and would have an arrow. Well, I like the T-shirt that says I'm not with stupid anymore. You do learn through experience, and I'm glad that's something that I'm very happy that I learned through experiences. And, you know, just being around the negative energy, vampire-sucking people, you just got to get away from them. And I think when you're around those type of people, they really can make you sick, you know, because they're not happy if you're happy. So what you have to do is you have to find the people that are going to be happy for you and support you. Now, it's okay, maybe people don't always understand what you're doing, but they'll support you anyway. And those are the people that you want to find. You want to find the teachers, the people that are going to help teach you and bring out the best in you. I can't tell you, you know, what if I need these teachers. Maybe there's some in school. Maybe there's a dojo or martial arts teacher. Maybe it's somewhere, maybe a family member, maybe a friend, someone that's going to teach you and bring out the best in you. And always make sure, you know, to be careful with people because, you know, I was very naive years ago. And thinking, because I have a good heart, and that was my problem, is I, you know, would listen to my heart and not to my mind to be around the people. But I've smartened up and learned not to be around negative people. And people, there's a lot of people that you can say, I don't want to call them wolves, because wolves, you know, are much better than some people in this world. They say wolves in sheep's clothing. There are people out there that can just seem really real on the outside, but the fakers, and you know, they just want to backstab you, and they don't want to see you happy. They don't want to see your dreams come true, and they're going to stomp all over you, and they can pretend to be your friend, but sometimes they want what you have, and they'll try to take everything from you, and you'll end up with nothing. So it's something you have to be aware with people, because you sometimes, you'll figure out in life, like I did, some people just have bad intentions for you, whether it's men or women, and women can be just as bad. Because it's like things in life, you know, we can't call all men a-holes because it's not true. I mean, in my past, I do know that some men, I don't know what I was thinking, just kick me in the butt. If I ever become stupid again and pick men like that to be around, just kick me in the butt. Just kick me in the head, you know, give me a spanking, just say, Shelly, don't be around stupid men. Because intelligence is sexy. And to learn that, there are intelligent men out there, intelligent women. I mean, even though, granted, my idols and the people I look up to are men, but the difference is the men that I associate in my life, they're very intelligent, and they're teachers and stuff. So it's kind of something where I feel very lucky, very blessed to be able to have these people in my life and to be thankful. Each and every day I get up, I just feel happy-go-lucky. Now, has my life always been, you know, whatever, roses and stuff? No, not in the past. But now I have the freedom because there were people that showed me, don't be stupid. Yes, it's true. You know, there was a time in my life when I was so stupid. And now I've woken up, and you can wake up too. And you'll have your own awakening. I can't tell you how. It just happens. If you're looking for knowledge and you seek it out and you put it out in the universe, it's going to come to you. You're just going to have to open up and find, you know, stuff that is going to make you happy. Find those teachers that are going to teach you. And, I mean, the ones that are good. They're the ones that are going to help you, push you. And some of them can be stern, but it's for a reason, to help you to become the best person you can be. You can still be a good person, and you're going to learn, even though you're a good person, that your kindness will never be a sign of weakness. I think that's what people tend to think, that because I've been kind, I'm weak. But I'm not. I'm really not. I just choose, you know, there's no need to get angry over the little things. It's like, really, over little tiny things? I mean, you know, if you really think about it, people get mad over the little stupidest things, and I just, like, it just blows my mind, just really blows my mind. Like, if you go into a place, a coffee place, And people in there, and I just watch people sometimes in line. I'm just like, I just can't believe people get mad over if someone gets their coffee wrong, and they got mad and start screaming at the poor person behind the counter. It's like, dude, you know something? They can just make you another coffee. And I remember back in Boston when I was working Bally's, I used to work at fitness centers and stuff, and there was in Medford, and there was a little Dunkin' Donuts right next to Bally's. And a lot of people, you know, there was girls that were Portuguese and Brazilian that were working in there. Some guy got out of the drive-thru, came in just to yell at this one girl who didn't get his order just right, yelling and screaming like a banshee, and just saying, you know, you don't speak English and blah, 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 this and that. And I'm just like, dude, it's a coffee. Chill out. I mean, it's, I don't know what was up his butt, but if you're going to get that mad over a cup of coffee, I just don't even know what to think if something really bad happens to people. I not that you wish bad upon anyone. I really don't wish bad upon anyone, even people that have done me harm, because karma comes back around and usually bites people in the butt. So I just know in life it does happen. And I've seen it and found out about things, and it's really amazing. So karma is a very good word to remember, K-A-R-M-A, just remember, what goes around, comes around, and it will bite those people in the butt. Anyway, back to Jackie Chan. Yes, everything relates back to Jackie Chan. I always have some sort of thing that relates to Jackie Chan. I have my Jackie Chan moments, everything, even in my work, walking down the street, something about Jackie pops into my head. And it's always like some funny thing where it's an expression on someone's face or whatever it is. Everything always seems to come back to the point about Jackie Chan. Now, once again, I always tell people, you have dreams. You just got to try. That's all you have to do. It doesn't matter what anybody says, whatever it be. Maybe you want to make some teddy bears. I don't know, out of old socks or something. I know it's kind of funny of a weird random thing to come out of my mouth, but I told you, random things just pop into my head, and I just spews out of my mouth, and I just go with it. So, you know, something where if you want to make teddy bear out of socks, you know, something where maybe you're going to do something really big in your life. Maybe your path and your dream, believe it or not, maybe it's going to help others. Because I tend to think that me, with my path and wanting to work my dream, I sit there and I talk with different people from around the world, different stuntmen. You know, and it's really an honor to be able to talk with these different people, these different men that I've looked up to, and see their work. And I feel very happy and very blessed about that. Now, I have a brother back in Boston. I have a couple different brothers that are my film brothers, but, you know, I call them my bros. And Crosby Tatum, I actually had him on the show quite a few times inside of the Tricep, the studio family. And you know, I had them on the show, and I tried to help them raise money for the film, and they got the money for it, and they're down there, you know. So, Crosby, yes to you. And what I'm going to do is actually play a song, and I hope to someday get more songs for here, because you do have to get permission, believe me. All the things that I'd love to, like, play on the show, but everything is a permission thing and a copyright thing and blah, 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 this and that. I felt very lucky to, you know, be in this video. And had a ball, had a blast. So this is actually to Tricep the Studios. Here's Shelly Nook's part of Tricep the Studios for Life. So here we go with the song sale from Laz and Cat and Tricep the Studios.
Yeah, Laz Ritz, Cat of B, Miss Smith and Envy, for little 9, y'all. Yeah, check this out. Yeah, Tricep the Studios. Check it, yeah, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toasting it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by, looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wise. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant all on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me, sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
I like the way you always pushing on me.
Ooh,
I like the way you put yours on my body.
Ooh,
I like the way you always on my mind.
Ooh,
I like the way how you do it every time.
Time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the line up here. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to bliss. When you're near me, I get ill. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Book you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But do the spell, don't waste no time.
Again, that was Steel by Laz and Cav and Trifecta Studios, and I actually was honored to be part of that video. It was actually a really good time, actually down there when I was actually in Boston making the video, and I was still living back in Boston. And to do dreams, you know, whatever you want to be, musician, whatever it is, everybody has a chance to be able to work on the dream. Now, people think it's crazy to do something out of the ordinary, whether it's music or art or acting, directing, producing, or whatever it is in the entertainment business. I mean, if you really think about it, a lot of people, you know, struggling to get jobs. They get out of college and, you know, a lot of people can't get jobs. So why not? Why not give it a shot? Try to do something in the entertainment business. It couldn't be any worse if you didn't try. I mean, at least you you want to step up more than someone else that isn't trying, right? But I'm like, you know, I think people just want to stay safe and actually not go beyond, you know, what normal is, because they want security. You know, want to keep a roof over their heads. And if you really think about it, maybe having, thinking of that security is almost like being a kind of a prison, because you always want to have that security, that stability. Yet, if you have that and you give up your dreams, how good is that? Because it's like, if you really think about it, a dream is part of your heart and part of your soul. So if you get stability, excuse me, I gotta drink some tea. I'm losing my voice here. If you give up your dream for stability, no, I'm not talking about, you know, keeping a roof over your head or something, but it's like people want that stability. What happens when you get older? And you could have said, well, I could have, I should have. What happens if you actually took the bull by the horns, took it for a ride, you know, on your path, on your dream, and at least tried? Whatever may become on that path, and you tried, how do you not know on your path to your dream? You might not meet awesome people, see beautiful sights, do awesome things. I mean, here I am, age 42, started taking horseback riding lessons. Yes, people, age 42, taking horseback riding lessons. My bum gets sore right after the horseback riding lessons, but, you know, I just feel lucky. Feel very lucky and very blessed that I'm able to do this. Because a lot of people, they'll never be able to experience what I experienced. Some people can, but, you know, some people never will because they're just stuck. Well, I'm going to play another song. And let's see. What am I going to play? I think that silly little song by a whore called Get Up Off Your Seat. So let me see. Let me find it here. And this is once again is by a whore, Zita Lisa. It's called Get Up Off Your Seat. It's one of those funky little fun songs. So here we go. Fun songs and stuff, and there's actually a song where he got something on Xbox with Avatar Boogie, so somebody actually, well, actually not just somebody, a lot of people buy his songs, believe it or not. He's a music composer, you know, and I'm just very glad and honored to be part of his, you know, of his film family, and very honored and special, and I do have that dream to work with my idol, Jackie Chan. And it doesn't matter what anybody says, whatever, because they're not in my life. Here I am talking on a radio station. I'm here, and it's something where I'm not going to give up the dream. And it's been over, so what, 7 or 8 years every single day not to give up. And that's what I think people need to do. They just need a little bit of encouragement, maybe something to change their mood, to change their day. Is that so wrong to support somebody in a dream? I don't think so. I really, really don't. And for those people, I'm gonna end this show. But tonight, for all those people who have a dream, I just want to let you know there's a song, The Fighter, by my nephew. It's one of my theme songs. And I'm dedicating this to you. So everyone, have a good night. Remember, your dreams do count because it's part of you, part of your heart, nest into your soul. And this song, The Fighter, is all the dreams out there. Have a good night.
Anxiety.
sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettled, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I'm just bracing, I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the breaks ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb on my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong, be patient. Meet them head to head, I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
I'm a warrior kid, I say.